Chapter 1. January 2015.
You cannot be serious, Mallory Westerman recoiled. She didn't make a habit of quoting 1980 sports stars, so imagine her surprise as she heard John McEnroe's words fall from her own lips. Thankfully, her fiancé, whilst obviously bemused at her reaction, didn't appear to notice the similarities between her and the wiry-haired tennis supremo. He was far too busy stroking the printout on the table in front of him, as if ironing out the creases would make his proposal more viable.
"But honey, imagine the life we could have there right now," he pleaded. "The open spaces, the fresh air, the midgy bites, the lack of internet connection, no other civilization for miles," she rudely interrupted, immediately feeling a twinge of guilt when Sam's eyes took on the appearance of a scolded puppy dog. She slid her arms around his neck, caressing the sides of his beautiful face.
"I'm sorry, sweetheart. Don't get me wrong, I love the place, but I just don't see me, well, either of us really, taking to a permanent life out in the middle of nowhere at this point in our lives, surrounded by sheep and wearing wellies and tweeds."
"Now you're being totally stereotypical and insulting to all things countryside, Mallory," Sam chastised in his Canadian drawl. "And besides, I think you'd look great in wellies. Just wellies, that is. Nothing else."
He grabbed her playfully and squeezed her. His green eyes flashed with a mischievous Mallory had come to adore. She giggled and gazed up into his emerald green eyes, lovingly recalling the first time she had found herself utterly mesmerized by him. December 2012. Mallory had lived in Yorkshire all the 27 years of her life. After the death of her parents, she had moved in with her dad's sister, Aunt Sylvia, who didn't believe in holidays abroad, and so Yorkshire and its familiar landscape became her safe haven. After dropping out of her PR course at uni,